Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are on the road. They're holding events to introduce the lesser-known vice presidential candidate to voters. And today, that means talking with the United Auto Workers in Detroit and then flying to Phoenix. As the candidates traverse the country, we're learning more about the governor's record on climate change. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
A little more than a year ago in St. Paul, Governor Walz signed a big climate law. It requires all power plants in Minnesota to generate electricity from clean energy by 2040.
When I hear people say you're moving too fast, we can't move too fast when it comes to addressing climate change. We can't move quickly enough to address climate change.
At that same bill signing, former Xcel Energy utility executive Chris Clark said Minnesota's energy transition was underway.
We're already going to be building the state's largest solar project right next to our closing coal plant.
Walz's climate work in Minnesota closely matches Biden-Harris administration policies over the last 4 years, though the state's 2040 clean power goal is 5 years slower than the country's. That's because Minnesota relied so much on coal, says climate advocates.
I am all in for Walz.
Gina McCarthy was President Biden's first national climate advisor and calls Walz a climate champion. As a congressman in 2009, he voted with fellow Democrats for a law that would have capped climate pollution and gradually reduced it, though that bill died in the Senate. Antonio Ardiano with Next Gen America, a youth voter organization, says Walz also boosted renewable energy, increased training for clean energy workers, and expanded electric vehicles.
So we're seeing a governor that has been intentional, that has prioritized and direct investments into renewable energy, and is moving his state forward. And we hope that he brings that now to the national level.
While the Harris campaign hasn't focused on Walz's climate work so far, Republican rival J.D. Vance has. Here he is talking to reporters on a plane Tuesday.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
President Trump claims Biden administration efforts to boost electric vehicles will help China. Both Trump and Vance regularly criticize renewable energy and boost oil and gas. The GOP platform actually contains the words drill, baby, drill, which means with the addition of Tim Walz, the candidates at the top of this November's ballot will have very different views and records on climate change. Jeff Brady, NPR News.